Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Like, I didn't really pay attention to it, and now I'm pissed.
Rich.
Put me dressed as an ape and jump out of the bushes.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bagel Awards.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the Onion.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash, this chest.
Oh!
Five to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. The Bankroll Boys are brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings has thousands of dollars up for grabs this weekend. Download DraftKings now. Use the promo code SportsHub during sign-up and play for a chance to win a big prize. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Gentlemen, good to see you, even though Lifshitz is behind me. Due to the rules of the road, the rules of the game. But did you send me an email?
I did.
Oh, all right. Well, I don't got my computer in front of
me. Hi, Rich.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Mr. Conspiracy Theory yesterday about David Pasternak.
I just think he's a meathead. I mean, he's on the little kiddie rink right now, working his way back.
Dude, he's the best scorer in the NHL.
I feel like there's more to the story.
Than him being from a foreign country that needed to quarantine before they're able to play with the rest of the team?
You really want to go down this road again?
Joe, we know the story. He was in a foreign country.
Okay.
And when he flew in, he had to quarantine for a while before he could play
Joe
with the team.
Joe and I have heard some of the same things that about him, but he's heard something in addition.
It has nothing to do with gambling, but my whole thing is why does Eddie Rodriguez, why aren't these guys ready to go? Like Eddie Rodriguez for the Red Sox, a 19-game winner, not ready to go.
Dude, he has coronavirus.
Yeah, I know, but like, come on. Like, why was he here?
Why does he have the coronavirus? Because he has the coronavirus.
Let's not go down that road. What I'm trying to say is, first off, Major League Baseball put a bunch of Dominican players on an airplane and didn't test them before they got on the airplane. Like, that's Major League Baseball's fault.
Oh, but that's not Eddie Rodriguez's fault.
I don't know. Maybe he could have been here earlier. Like, I don't know. Like, even Rafael Devers somehow had to go to BC and couldn't be with the team because they thought he was exposed. All I'm trying to say is,
wasn't he?
Yeah, they had him with...
No, he was not. They sent him over to BC to kind of work out over there and keep him away from the main squad, and he had four negative tests before they brought him back.
Okay, but he was around somebody who had it, so they were being cautious. How can you crap on these guys for that?
Dude, I just wish they were ready in here. That's all.
Okay, well, my point is, there's still 2 weeks before any games.
I know.
Okay. Now that I understand. Now, the Pasternak thing is baffling.
Well, Joe and I have heard some of the same things about Pasternak.
What about Dan? Does Dan have
what have you heard? Like, what's going on?
Well, it's unconfirmed. I can't go on the air with it.
All right, let's say there was an imaginary guy named Blavit Pasternak.
I'm not doing that.
What's going on with him?
I'm not doing that.
I don't know. The guy, I mean, listen, I can only name one incident, but he hurt himself getting into an Uber.
He was drunk and fell down.
I just think he doesn't make the greatest decisions. That's all.
Well, he's a young kid.
So you think he should have shown up? Now listen. It is fair to say that maybe he should have gotten here a couple of weeks ago because he knew of the quarantine time. That might be fair. But he's there now, and he's there when the other international players are all showing up.
Yep.
Like, his timing is normal. It's not like he's showing up super late. This is when most of these international guys are able to arrive and play with the team.
He'll be ready to go, and everything will be fine.
Okay.
Everyone okay? You guys all good?
I don't know. What do you got? You got anything on
what
this?
What is it with you, Joe? Jesus. Oh, my God.
I like it. He's way more worried than I was. All right. Updated odds to be the new name of Washington's NFL team. You have this, guys. Now, we obviously know the story. We talked about it this morning about the guy who trademarked all of these names and is holding them hostage. Does that affect the betting, or where are we at right now?
I think he missed a big one. I think he missed the one. I think it's going to be the Washington Warriors, and I don't think he trademarked that one, if I've seen the list correctly.
How do you miss that one?
Yeah, well, you know what? I think this guy's going to look like he has the potential to look like an idiot when this is all done if the name is the Washington Warriors and he missed that one. Which I believe he missed. I'm not positive, but when I looked at the list, I did not see it on there.
Okay, so that's at plus 300. You still have the Red Tails, the Red Clouds with the best odds. But then I go down here, and I see that you have the odds to be the next sports team to change their name. The leader is one that seems to be kind of one that they've already said that they're exploring it, and that's Cleveland Indians. But behind it, you have some interesting ones.
Florida State Seminoles I don't think will be changed.
No.
Just because of the area.
Because that's based on the indigenous tribe of that area. Yeah.
The Chiefs, I don't think will go anywhere.
Well, we found out yesterday the Chiefs, that's not a Native American reference.
Then why do they have a guy who's dressed as a Native American running onto the field with a spear? Like,
for
yelling
Kansas City?
Yeah. They got the guy, remember, oh, here come that horse.
That's
the
right.
Guy.
Oh, it's
that's
Denver.
Right.
Is it?
No.
No. No, I thought no. I think that's the Chiefs, right?
Isn't there the Chiefs?
And then it's Kansas City.
Is Kansas City?
Yeah.
So I mean, I think that's kind of a deal, okay. I believe.
I don't know why you would think the Chiefs is an offensive name. I mean, you're just saying the Chiefs, you know, head guys.
Well, maybe it's more about how, I mean, the main thing is that, you know, the biggest complaint that we've heard from Native Americans is that they do not want to be used as mascots. So that might be part of it.
And Braves and Blackhawks are the other two. Blackhawks are plus 700, the long shot on that one.
Blackhawks has got to be another indigenous tribe to the area.
Yeah. I believe that was like an ode to the tribe, I believe.
Yes. And so, I don't know. Indians I can get, I guess, but Seminoles, Chiefs, and Blackhawks, I don't understand.
I think they've changed the Chiefs, because the Chiefs used to have a guy dressed in a headdress coming out there, and he had a spear, and now it's, I think, some like cheerleader girl who just is on a horse carrying a Kansas City flag.
Ooh la la, I mean, likey. Chief Wunderbrumskia. So, yes.
I thought this one was kind of funny. I was talking to Dan about this before the show today. But they actually have
Chief,
odds.
Let me smell your hair.
Or your feet.
Chief, step on my face.
But they have odds on who will be who will test positive for the coronavirus.
Oh!
Hang on. In the bubble?
Yeah, the NBA bubble specials. This is on Bet Online.
Okay.
So, Dan, do you have any thoughts?
So, I wanted to know if this was potentially about someone who has previously tested positive, because there are rumblings in the sports gambling community that, along with Russell Westbrook, James Harden also had the coronavirus.
Ooh, really?
He arrived very late. That's true. Yeah,
with Jokic, who did have the coronavirus.
Right.
Ah, so. I didn't know that. What about, what's his name with the Clippers? Superstar.
Kawhi?
Yeah, Kawhi. Yeah, Kawhi showed up late. What was his story?
I don't know.
I have not heard anything about that. So I just wanted to know. So, Joe, have you read the bets? Is it someone who did test positive or someone who will test positive?
Test positive for COVID is the line. And then LeBron's on there. Yes, plus 200. No, minus 300. And will a team be removed from the bubble due to COVID? Yes, plus 900. No, minus 3,000.
Ooh. Here's why that's not a bad bet to take, is that we've seen in the MLS – there have been, what, two teams now that have left the bubble because of coronavirus?
Yep.
So they're in Disney as well. Now, obviously, it is not enough. There's not the same amount of eyes and money and pressure on those guys as there is in the NBA. But minus 3,000, that's not a dumb bet to put a little bit of money on,
plus
is
the
it?
900, though, to get kicked out. The 100 bucks gets you 900 beans. Looks good. I don't know why. I just hope. I hope this thing goes down and it's a controlled environment. But speaking of a controlled environment, there is a bet on which Kardashian will be caught sneaking into the bubble.
All right. If I know the odds, here's the thing. Just throw money at it. Just throw money. Because do you really think if Khloe Kardashian or Kendall Kardashian or Kylie Jenner want to get in there, that they're going to have any problems?
No.
No. I told you it's going to be. I told you if you leave these guys to. If you're telling them they can't get laid, and then it's like leaving. It's like in jail when they make. I've said it before. Like when they've learned how to make toilet wine or they learn these elaborate ways of communicating. If you give these guys. They could build a spaceship. If you give these guys enough time and they're that horny and they're at that age, they could accomplish anything. I mean,
I'll put $10 on Rob Kardashian.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Wow.
I don't even know why he's there. But the thing, I know, like, hey.
What's their preferences, Fred?
Well, yeah, but I mean, Rob, he could do better than that.
Chris Jenner? I don't know. She's still a looker for her age.
Yeah. I mean, you know, she's got money. If you got enough money, you can stay all right. But I'll tell you this, is that those guys are going to figure out, I mean, they're going to be dropping in out of helicopters. They're going to be Spider-Maning up walls.
The best thing about all this is, you know how there's the snitch line? We'll get into this a little later on because the snitch line's awesome, where they can tattle on people who aren't doing it well. Apparently, a bunch of people called the snitch line on Dwight Howard because he wasn't wearing a mask. I have a feeling the bubble is just going to be, how much can we pick on Dwight Howard? Like, I think he's the dude whose head's basically essentially being pushed in the toilet water in high school. Like, everyone's just, how can we screw with Dwight Howard?
Will Dwight Howard leave the bubble? What do we got odds on that one?
Yeah. Just he like leaves crying.
Yeah.
Screw you guys.
It's the best. And like he's doing all these videos of, and he's always lonely in all of them. He's not with anybody.
No.
It's like it's so sad. I'm now following him. Just really kind of sad to be quite honest. All right. So you did I win money last week or did I lose? I forget. It was over on some soccer game.
Yeah, you lost.
I lost. Okay. So I'm back to zero, right? Yep. Was that my whole bankroll? Okay. Right. All right. Give me a degenerate special. I've been doing well up to that point. Give me some sort of degenerate thing I can bet on here.
Yeah, we're going back to Korea because the MLS did not do well. So we're going back to Korea on Friday night or early Saturday morning, whichever one you prefer. To call it Sangju Sangmu taking on Daegu. And we are going to go with the under 2.5 in that game. That will start at 6 a.m. Saturday morning.
All right. Give me two bones on that one. I'll take $200 on that one.
And what are the teams again, real quick?
Sangju Sangmu and Daegu.
All right.
And I apologize if I messed up those pronunciations.
Do you know the mascots?
Very offensive if you did.
I'm sure I did.
Do you know the mascots at all?
Come on. No.
The Redskins.
In soccer, there's not a ton of not a ton of mascots.
All right.
It might roll with the Revs again tomorrow. The Revs won money last week. We hit that one. Yeah. I might bet the Revs not to lose.
DC Ooh. United, right? DC right. United okay. tomorrow.
So whether it's a draw or they win, Revs not to lose.
All right. Do I have to bang two rocks together and throw them into the sun to watch it on TV? Or
I don't know. I don't know where Rich, I was watching Goodfellas, and somehow I came across channel 1299 or whatever it was, and I was like, wow, we got the game here.
It's the Tuba channel. I watched it, too. I was like, yeah. It was like the broadcast was in English, but the commercials were in Spanish. Yeah, I don't know what was going on.
A Univision knockoff. It was amazing. Yeah.
You can drive in, though, to Foxborough and watch it.
I know.
They packed
so
it out.
Fun.
Yeah. Yeah, someone scored a goal and they beeped their horns.
Yeah, I mean you could drive all the way to Foxborough and park on the field where there's nothing going on.
Yeah.
I mean what a great way to spend your time. All right, well listen, everyone loves the Bankroll Boys.
And next week we have baseball to bet on and all sorts of good stuff. Actual betting odds next week.
All right, so there you go, the Bankroll Boys over under 98.5 podcast. And the show Saturday mornings at 7 o'clock. Everyone tune in. Dan Lifshatz, Joe Murray. We'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at TheBestFord.com.
Go to www.best40.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
More of Toucher and Rich.
Stuff is never what you think it is.
On Boston's Home for Sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5, Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. I forgot to put on Family Matters.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Because, Rich, my new thing is to watch Family Matters with no sound. Because over the last few weeks, I've seen there's literally never been something that wasn't just mind-bogglingly dumb. Like the last one I saw, Mr. Winslow and Urkel had turned into the size of like mice, and they were walking around. Then Urkel was at a bar, and he turned into Bruce Lee Urkel. Then Urkel was at Disney World and was in his horse-drawn carriage as Stefan Urkel. This is where you got to watch it with no sound. Then they were. Then the older brother was flying an airplane, and it's just something always stupid going on.
Okay, have you seen every episode of Family Matters?
I don't think so. No.
Okay, good. That's good. Maybe what I'll do, Fred, is tomorrow I'll have a game. And we'll do a real or fictional episode of Family Matters.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
I will give you some like outlandish scenario. And you'll just have to tell me if that's something that really happened in Family Matters or it didn't. Because I'm starting to think, Fred, that these writers just realized that anything that they did, people would watch. And it almost became like a dare scenario. Like they would dare each other. Like, oh, I bet you can't. All right. I bet you can't think of something more ridiculous than this. And they go, oh, yeah? And then, of course, they turn into tiny mice and start running around. They're like, all right, well, you win this one, but I'll got Toppy on the next one. And then he turns into a robot. And so
let's get a Pringles can involved. Let's make sure they get inside the Pringles can.
This is going to be the easiest thing you've ever done, Rich, to find out. It's going to take you 2 seconds to find out episodes. No, I haven't even come close to seeing every Family Matters. There's a limit even for me.
Okay, well, tomorrow at 8, we'll do that. It'll be real or fake Family Matters episode.
Very good. All right. So this is it's going to turn to sports. But you know how Nick Cannon got fired from CBS and then he went crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who he was talking to, Rich, at the time?
Who?
Professor Griff.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so
of course he said so. Okay. Hey, Professor Griff, holy moly.
Imagine trying to impress Professor Griff. So Professor Griff has one rap album called Pawns in the Game, but he was in Public Enemy. He was part of the S1Ws, and he was like their spiritual leader. We used to have Professor Griff on in Atlanta.
All the time.
On my morning show all the time.
Chuck D and Professor Griff were always at our studio.
Well,
always.
Professor Griff, we just had Professor Griff on, and he would just say something outlandish, and we would just take phone calls. And it was great because he would never back down. But the whole bit, and he knew the bit, but the whole bit was like how crazy the stuff he's saying was. So the idea that Nick Cannon, who has this like media empire, sat down trying to impress Professor Griff is hysterical. Professor Griff, like, doesn't believe in the moon landing. Like, everything's this massive conspiracy. And it was fun. I mean, it was fun. The listeners would go insane.
Not a big fan of Jewish people.
Oh, no. He's a big Farrakhan guy. A Farrakhan who, I believe, called the Jewish religion a gutter religion. Not a fan of the Jews. So Nick Cannon goes on to the show. He's trying to impress Professor Griff. He goes, when you have a person that has a lack of pigment, a lack of melanin,
They know that they will be annihilated. So therefore, however they get the power, they have a lack of compassion that melanin comes with compassion. So the people that don't have it are a little, and I'm going to say this carefully, a little less. And where the term actually comes from, because I'm bringing it all the way back around to Minister Farrakhan. Well, you're bringing it all the way back around to a guy who's still alive. So these people who didn't have what we had, and when I say we, I speak for the melanated people, they have to be savages. They have to be barbaric because they are in these Nordic mountains. They are these rough, they're in these rough torrential environments, so they're acting as animals. So they're the ones that are actually closer to the animals. They are the ones that are the true savages. So I say all that to say the context. And when we speak of whether it's Jewish people, white people, Europeans, the Illuminati, they were doing survival tactics to stay on this planet. We never
threw that last one in there. Just like, whoa, okay.
Yeah. And so they're all like obsessed with the Rothschilds. Cannon then referred to black people as true Hebrews, echoing the anti-Semitic trope that got Philadelphia, blah, blah, blah. He also criticized the Rothschilds, a wealthy Jewish banking family, and claimed, you can't be anti-Semitic when we are the Semitic people. So he said all these things. He believes in the Rothschilds, that they're taking over. The Rothschilds controlled the banking industry, and they went out to screw everyone, and da-da-da-da-da. You know, it's in all of a sudden, everyone's the biggest world Farrakhan fan. All of a sudden, every black celebrity's, they can't get enough of Farrakhan. he's the greatest. Like, Farrakhan, you know what Farrakhan don't like?
Jews.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Not a fan.
Yeah.
So Dwayne Wade puts up.
Yes.
Okay. He puts up a tweet, at Nick Cannon, we are with you, Blackfist, keep leading. So then, he gets 20,000 responses.
Suddenly, he's informed exactly what it is he's done.
By the way, Nick Cannon puts out, real quick, and then we'll get to the Dwayne Wade part. Nick Cannon puts out this tweet, like, I'm going to get all, you know, what I said is true and da-da-da-da-da. And then people are like, all right, well, go away. And he's like, no, I'm sorry. I'm going to go to Israel. Like, you don't have to go to Israel. Just, I mean, everyone's like, oh, I saw it. Like, you think Nick Cannon's going to have seen Farrakhan speak? He probably Wikipedia'd Farrakhan speeches. So Dwayne Wade, you know, says that he supports him. And then everyone freaks out because they're like, Dwayne Wade's anti-Semitic. All of this, without question, is anti-Semitism. But apparently, this is not a big deal. No one particularly cares about the anti-Semitism. The idea that the Rothschilds controlled the banks and screwed everyone and that there's mm-hmm. Jewish Illuminati. They're insane. So no one cares what they say. This Stephen Jackson can go on and on about the Jews and how awful they are. Yeah. And everyone's the biggest fan of Louis Farrakhan. They love him. They can't get enough. By the way, Farrakhan considered someone who hates the gays. He hates certainly the Jews, the gutter religion. You can just find out what Farrakhan has to say. And, basically what Nick Cannon just said.
Mm-hmm.
So Dwayne Wade put the thing like, you know, we're with you. And then he puts, I want to clarify my now deleted tweet. I was not supporting or condoning what Nick Cannon specifically said, but I'd express my support of him owning the content and brand he helped create. I was too quick to respond without being fully informed about his hurtful anti-Semitic remarks. As you know, I have zero tolerance for hate speech. Fine. Okay. What is the deal with just putting things up? Like, how would you not know contextually? How would you know that Nick Cannon was trying to keep his brand without knowing why the brand was taken away? That's impossible.
Yeah, I
mean, it's impossible.
Fred, what did we learn yesterday about Twitter? It's not worth it. Like, I mean, not only do you have, like, everyone's getting fired and everyone's getting, you know, in trouble for everything they put on there, but now you've got no security whatsoever with people going in and hacking it to get Bitcoin from these people. Dude, it's Twitter just – sucks. There's almost nothing. Almost nothing good. Go to Instagram.
Yeah, that's what I do. But I'll tell you this: is that, and by the way, they took me off Cameo. I don't know. I got redacted. And I did.
Yeah, there's some intrigue
there's
some there.
There's some chicanery.
Yeah.
Hang on. You were on Cameo and they took you away?
Yeah, they redacted me. And I had done two of them.
Why?
I don't know. I can't find out. It's too much of a pain in the ass. I don't know.
Did they send you an email with an explanation?
Nope.
He was just not there.
Like, you got them done on time. You filled the requirement.
Yep.
Why? Well, that's, you should, because I want to find out why they did that. That's crazy.
Yeah. But, okay, so back to my point. So DeSean Jackson said, oh, I put things up all the time. So the deal is that DeSean Jackson saw something and was like, this is neato. Like, I'm gonna retweet it. And then Dwayne Wade didn't know the context of why Nick Cannon was removed. So these guys just kind of quickly, like, look at a tweet and then say, like, we support you. I mean, how dumb. And why does no one care? No one cares. No one cares. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar had a great article the other day, or yesterday that I read. And Paul Stanley actually tweeted it. And he's like, what is going on? He's like, why is no one pissed? Like, why is no one upset about that? Listen, I don't care what Dwayne Wade thinks, or certainly I don't care what Nick Cannon thinks. I just think it's funny that there's no particular outrage.
Well,
over
Nick
it.
Cannon lost his CBS stuff.
No, I mean, but
Fox
but
did it, buy him.
But then he what he did is that he went like a lunatic and retweeted like 5,000 people supporting him and saying how it's the truth. So now the Jews control
That's
all
right.
the banks.
Now there's nothing better than doubling down on something horrendous.
Well, he did
to try and paint yourself out, get yourself out of a corner.
I mean, do you think that he knew who Farrakhan was 3 months ago? Do you think him and Mariah Carey were
try last
out?
Week?
I mean, come on, it's ridiculous. These guys are just ridiculous. They someone tells them something and they run with it. They just run with it.
It's just called being dumb. I've seen a lot of that on Facebook nowadays, Fred.
Yeah.
It doesn't just have to do with anti-Semitism. It's just someone tells you something and you run with it. Nobody's doing any kind of fact-checking or background or doing any kind of research. It's just somebody told them that and they believed it 1,000,000% and ran with it. And then they made it their own. And then they put it on their own page or they retweeted it. And that is an issue. That is an issue nowadays. And it's been that way for a while, and just when it happens with someone famous, especially when it's something like this, it gets called out. But dude, it's happening everywhere. Nobody fact checks anything anymore.
Well, it's
or
not
thinks
too
for
hard
themselves.
To fact check against what Farrakhan has to say, but
it's, right. It's true.
It's not very difficult to
facts on a man's life are very difficult to come by.
Well, he was a Calypso singer in Detroit.
That's right. I didn't know that until last week.
Yep. Wanted to be a Calypso singer. And then he said, you know what? Just going to go and make it a full-time job to hate Jews. All right. We'll be right back. Here are the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.best40.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Sub. Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
It was funny because he rolled up on us when we was at the pool. And we're like, you know, Taco Big on the bike. So it was funny when he pulled up. But you know, it was great to see him out there trying to enjoy himself too, though.
Okay.
That's Brad Wanamaker talking about Taco Fall riding a tiny bike around the NBA bubble.
Oh, I'm glad you could ascertain what he was saying. I missed a whole lot of that.
I've seen video of that. It's actually worth watching.
It's fantastic. Yes.
How does he ride a bike?
Fred, do you remember Revenge of the Nerds when the guys were riding the tricycles?
Yes.
That's like what it looks like. Yes, his knees are like hitting him in the chin as he's trying to do this.
Yeah. Vincent Poirier happened to be there at the time where Taco rode by and like posted it on Twitter. It was interesting to look at.
I don't know how he does that.
Fred, it's getting to the point where I don't know what's going to be more entertaining. The playoffs themselves or just the bubble waiting for the playoffs to start? Because this has been phenomenal. There's nothing better right now than NBA Instagram and Twitter. Amongst all the videos these guys are putting up there, it's phenomenal, and it's only going to get better because the snitch line is in full effect. Now, if you don't know what the snitch line is, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's for other players and people in the NBA to call and report people who are violating any kind of rules of being in the bubble, leaving the bubble. That's who was the player who just left to go get takeout, and now has
Rashad Holmes went to get takeout, crossed the line, and got quarantined for 10 days.
And his mother went on Twitter to rip on him, which is fantastic. So you got that going on. You got these dummies who are violating by bringing friends in from the outside.
You're not going to be able to stop that. They need to get laid. Even it's funny because I was told even Stephen A. Smith said that. Mm-hmm. That there's no way they will find a way. They will lower them from an airplane. They'll have them parachute in. They are going to get laid.
But Fred, if you are a member of the Lakers and you bring in somebody, you're not telling me that if you're a member of the Clippers and you see that happening, you're not calling the snitch line on that guy to give you somewhat of a competitive advantage.
See,
that's another thing that makes this great.
I would think that you wouldn't because you all have the same agents, but apparently people have been calling the line.
Oh, yeah.
So what do I know? And also been using the rec room, which I find very disturbing.
Did you see that, Rich? I was talking about this with Fred yesterday. Donovan Mitchell posted on Instagram and on Twitter him destroying teammates at ping pong. He actually took the time to do this.
That's what you tweet out to show the world that you're not doing what you're actually doing later on that night.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I would hope so. I thought it was going to be like the student union that like no one really goes there.
And you're right, Fred. According to Shams, who right now is the guy because Adrian Wojnarowski's got a 2-month slap on or 2-week slap on the wrist where he can't report anything.
Yeah, because he dared put the F word in an email. Yes.
How dare you do that? But he is saying that the snitch line has been lighting up, and the best is that the only name that you've heard come out for people getting stitched on is Dwight Howard. He's been reported on the stitch line for not wearing his mask by several different people, and I know that he probably was wearing his mask. It's just everyone wants to crap on Dwight Howard, which is so fantastic.
Well, I can't, they're out. But none of these guys are wearing masks. They're outside.
No, but this goes to show what we've suspected all along, that no one really likes Dwight Howard.
Well,
He's been on so many teams and has been and killed so many playoff hopes.
No. That's not
such
why.
A dick.
He's such a nerd.
Oh,
nerd.
That's the nerd factor.
He's a massive nerd.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you could be that size, be that physically gifted, have that kind of career, and come out as such a dork.
He's a Hall of Famer. He is a Hall of Fame player.
His numbers justify it, but nothing else does.
No, but
everyone makes it.
It's 3-time defensive player of the year. I understand your feeling about the Basketball Hall of Fame, but if you look back, I mean, he's averaged a double-double. He's led the NBA in rebounding 6 years. He's been a defensive player of the year 3 times. He's been
okay.
The numbers support it.
I have a question. What percentage, John, of the NBA or of the Basketball Hall of Fame, what percentage of the people do you think that you would know who they are?
65-70%.
Okay, because remember, it's not just
NBA
players.
I know. 65. I've been there. 65-70%.
My wife's been there. I've noticed that.
I've been there. Well, if you want to go to the subway across the hall, I mean, it could be just go right outside the gift shop there.
Yeah. They just put a lot of money into that place. It looks kind of nice.
Yeah, no, it's built, but the screwed up thing is it's built into the side of a mall. It's
well, so's the
weird.
NHL Hall of Fame. NHL Hall of Fame is in a mall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I heard it's awesome, though. I heard that's like actually kind of breathtaking, though. It's, like there's parts of it that are really
exceptionally
nice.
Small.
Oh, okay. Well, by the way, the one person who is against the snitch line, or at least has spoken up against it, saying that it's petty, Rudy Gobert, who is kind of the reason this is all happening in the first place.
He's trying to...
Just the guy you need to be talking
about.
Well,
no, he's trying to win back the favor of people. He's like, you know, don't snitch.
But at the same time, did you read the whole statement?
Yeah.
He said, don't snitch, but... On the other hand, we all kind of have to be safe. We have to watch out for each other.
Yeah.
Be quiet.
You know what? Snitch away.
Honest to God.
Kendrick Perkins, I agree with him 100%. He tweeted, he put, because, you know, there was a report that came out that a bunch of calls were made to the tip line. And Kendrick Perkins put, goddamn right. Stupid MFers need to follow the damn rules. Keep snitching, goddammit. That's what he tweeted. And he's absolutely right. Like, if you want this to work, especially if you're a player who's doing everything right, and you see a bunch of people leaving and bringing other people that you don't want to get sick. I'm making this massive commitment to be away from everybody for 3 months. I'm denying myself being able to do all this. I'm sure a lot of people aren't, but you know, you could say you are. But if you are, that would piss me off too.
But what are the percentages? What are the percentages? How many players in the bubble now are like that? And how many players in the bubble are 22 and 23 year olds who just want to have fun?
I bet there are teams. I bet you would go, but it's almost like a team culture. I bet there's probably like four teams that are like all business, that have this mindset going in there, like we are not going to F this up. And then the rest of them, I think, are free game. Like, I think that if you are one of the teams that truly believes you're a contender, unless you're J.R. Smith, I think that you are taking this a million percent seriously. Outside of that, like if you're the Nets, F it, dude. I don't care. You know, like, you know, you're doing whatever it takes to get people in. There was a great article that came out in The Athletic. It was something I hadn't even thought of. And it was about how long does a pound of weed last in the bubble? Because they're talking about how they're not going to be able to get any that are brought into the bubble, so they had to bring all of their weed with them and to be able to try to keep it and spread it out. Now, they're talking about if you're a team that gets bounced in the first round and you're somebody who normally smokes, that seems to be probably okay.
Oh, for an individual, how long would it take to smoke a pound?
Yeah.
If you can smoke a pound of weed yourself in 3 months, God bless you. You're smoking a lot of weed.
Yeah. A pound of weed, if you're eliminated first, is more than enough. But if you're there for 3 months, so as a matter of fact, they break it down. They say, how many sessions can you get out of that? They said heavy smokers pack a blunt with about 2 grams per, so that's about 227 blunts. 6 of the 22 teams will be in the bubble a maximum of 40 days. Of the remaining 16, half will be going home no later than 53 days in. So they said for players who eliminated first, a pound of weed's more than enough. But for players on teams that make the conference finals or the NBA finals, that's getting down to about 2 blunts a day, and that might be cutting it close. They said bongs don't require as much, about a gram or so less, so half a pound should be good. But what if a player wants to make some brownies in the bubble? They said, bring more than you think you're going to need, said Al Harrington, an NBA veteran turned cannabis advocate. And then he goes, you might have a teammate who's never smoked and might want to try it since they're stuck in the bubble. So you might be supplying other people as well. So there's this whole article about, I mean, it's a real issue. I mean, a lot of these guys smoke every day, and they do it not only because it, you know, makes them feel good, but also it eases some of the pain of having a very physical life, and some of these guys are dealing with injuries. So they're talking about like how long will it be able to last and how they'll be able to smuggle it in the bubble. And it's a fascinating thing I hadn't even thought about until this point.
If you can run through a pound of weed yourself in 3 months, that's impressive.
And they're not testing. That's the other thing, too, that the NBA made very clear about this.
I don't care about any of that.
No, it just means that they can do it.
No,
they're free to do it.
They do it anyway. But if you can run through a pound of weed in 3 months, that is saying something. That is, you are smoking a lot, to say the least. My goodness.
Speaking of drugs, didn't Michael Beasley show up to the bubble and say, F this, and left? Like, I think Michael Beasley, who, of course, is known for having the greatest tattoo of all time on his back that just says, super cool bees. Because when you're super cool, that's what you tattoo on your back. And apparently he showed up, and I don't know if he got sick or something, but once he left, he said, I'm not coming back. And he's like, obviously someone was just going to come back for the playoffs, and that was it, because they're short on players. But yeah, so, I mean, he just said, screw this, I'm out of here. And maybe, you know, because we've heard of his recreational activity in the past, maybe that's part of it. Maybe it was just too tough to get weed in there, which doesn't seem like it would be horribly tough for someone to bring it into the bubble.
Plus, yes, they'll again find a way to get it in there if they have to. Sean, go ahead.
Yeah, Fred, man, that pound of weed's not going to last very long, man. Not at all.
If for an individual, if you're not sharing weed, if you're not sharing it, a pound. I mean, that's a ton. I remember
for
what,
3 months.
I remember. Go ahead.
I used to be a fisherman, okay?
Yeah.
And we used to go out on 4-day trips, 5 guys on a boat, and we would each bring an ounce of weed.
Yeah.
On the way in, heading back in, we were down to our last blunts. We used to smoke 5 ounces of weed in 4 days.
Oh, my God, dude. Well, then, yeah, so then okay.
Pound, I don't think it's going to last.
Well, I mean, wow. 5 ounces in 4 days. Yeah. So you would... 4, 8, 12. You'd last about 14 days.
Yeah, easy.
Okay, well, that's a very impressive amount of weed.
Jesus,
I mean, that is an incredible because I remember when I was in high school, two of my friends bought a pound, and like you know, it comes vacuum packed, and they opened it up, and then they were like kind of like rolling around in it. And then they were so, like, they would just roll joints, like, all day and put them in cigarette packs because they were like, I can smoke whenever I want. And I just remember that lasting forever.
Fred, that dude's a fisherman. You know, how many empty buckets did that guy come back with? I mean, if you're smoking that much, you're getting nothing done.
Well, I mean, there's a certain point where I guess you need to do it. I guess there's a certain point where a pound lasting you... 4, 8, 12, 50, like 14 days, a pound.
And Fred, you know, too, the amount of weed they're going to smoke is going to be through the roof because think of all the free time they have, all that time where normally you'd have to be home with your family or be doing one thing. I mean, this is essentially a 3-month road trip. So after your 2 to 3 hour workout and practice session, you know, and then you go to the weight room, you know, maybe you've got probably 8 hours of the day to do nothing.
Well, they that's every day for these guys. Danny,
yeah, they got families at home and stuff, you know, but they don't have any of that, and they're with their friends.
Go out to dinner, you know, on weekends, you know, going to the city, whatever. And that's all out the window.
It's done. You're at Disney, and you can only fish. You know, you can only fish every once in a while. You probably get sick of it after a while.
All right, we'll be back. It's a Ray Lewis Thursday.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.best40.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Sports Hub.
Toucher and Rich.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone today?
Oh, it's just a day after day of delight.
98.5 The Sports Hub. From the Town Fair Tire Studios. Boston's home for sports is WBZ-FM and HD Boston. 98.5 The Sports Hub. The Beasley Media Group Station. Sports Hub headlines.
The Bruins skated again yesterday at Warrior Ice Arena as they continue to get ready for the NHL's restart. David Pastrnak and Andre Kasha were both present and accounted for. The full squad is expected to practice together today. Also, head coach Bruce Cassidy has been named as a finalist for the Jack Adams Trophy for Coach of the Year. Celtics also practiced yesterday down in Orlando. One of the criticisms of the Green with the NBA's seeding games in the playoffs around the corner is the bench. Brad Wanamaker says he and others are ready to step forward.
Some of the guys on the bench, we've been talking, you know, we got to be on our A game. We got to come in and try to impact the game right away and, you know, help the guys out because, you know, it's a tough schedule to start. You know, we're going to face some adversity and you're stronger as the last million team. So we got to come in and help produce.
Kemba Walker did not practice yesterday after going through a harder workout with the team day off on Tuesday. Patriots did not sign Joe Tooney to a contract extension yesterday before the deadline. That means he'll play the 2020 season on his franchise tag. Tennessee did sign franchise player Derrick Henry to a new four-year $50 million deal. And the Red Sox held another inter-squad game yesterday at Fenway Park. Starting second baseman Jose Peraza homered and drove in four runs, but would-be second starter Martin Perez allowed five runs over five innings of work. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by ACP Facility Services. When 98.5 The Sports Hub needed an immediate solution for the coronavirus and sanitizing, we trusted ACP Facility Services to clean our studios. Go to acpcleaning.com. That's acpcleaning.com. I'm John Wallach, Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 8:30.
From all of us at the Sports Hub to all of you heading out to work in the hospitals, the first responders, and everyone working to keep the rest of us safe, thanks.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at TheBestFord.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Hey, it's Mass. Since 1928, Rodenizer Home Services has been your trusted local experts for all your plumbing needs. From bathroom and kitchen fixtures to leaking pipes and water heaters, Rodenizer offers you the higher standards of professionalism. When you have questions, Rodenizer has answers, all backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Their motto is simple: nice people, great service. So experience the difference today with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today.